This is the Composer's Datebook for July 2nd. I'm John Zek. There's nothing better than being outdoors on a glorious summer's day listening to live music. At least that's what American composer Libby Larson believes. She says, "I grew up on outdoor concerts. There was a bandstand by my house in Minneapolis, and all summer long orchestras and bands would play there. There's really something special about being outside and hearing music fill the air with sound." Well, on today's date in 1983, one of Larson's own musical works, entitled Deep Summer Music, received its premiere outdoors when the Minnesota Orchestra visited the tiny, rural community of Terrace, Minnesota. Larson says, "Deep Summer Music was written for an outdoor occasion. That's why there are long trumpet solos that can ring out over the hills. Terrace is a small town of 70 people, but for the concert, 8,000 people came from western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. They brought lawn chairs and picnic baskets. The concert was paid for by those same communities, and so they had a real stake in the whole experience." At first, says Larson, she thought the large festive crowd wouldn't pay much attention to her new piece. Instead, she recalls, as the music began, there was the most beautiful blanket of quiet you can imagine. And as the second trumpet solo happened, a V formation of geese flew over and honked during the solo, seeming to echo the music. "It was such a lovely and peaceful experience," she said, "and you couldn't have cued the geese any better." And that's our cue to remind you, more information on Libby Larson and her music can be found at our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.